Well, hi there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is the wonderful Sally Cranham, and she is a singer and songwriter based in the UK. But this week we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, and the busyness of life with so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Sally Cranham, you're so welcome to UCB Ireland Woman to Woman, singer and songwriter. I am so excited to have you on the show today just to chat about real life stuff, woman to woman. How are you doing, Sally?
I'm doing well, Jackie. Thank you so much for having me. This is a really lovely opportunity just to chat and connect with you as well. So excited to be here.
I want to go straight into a very deep subject for many people, forgiveness and repentance. I mean, as Christian women, you know, there's a lot of talk about forgiveness and repentance. And I don't know, I suppose the word guilt comes up in my head when I see that repentance. I feel guilty because I haven't repented of certain stuff and guilty because I haven't forgiven others for stuff as well. What does forgiveness and repentance mean? It's very broad, isn't it? What does that mean to you?
It is very broad, and it's definitely a deep dive subject to have a chat about. I think you're right. You know, I think a lot of thoughts and feelings and emotions all come up around this subject when it comes to forgiveness and repentance. And the way that I've come to see it is, it's almost like I've had to see it more as a very practical and physical thing, not just something that sits in my emotions or trying to figure out in my head. And I mean, with forgiveness, there's been personal stories, I'm sure, for everyone, you know, who's listening right now. Everybody's had their own experience of how they've dealt with forgiveness. And from my own perspective, you know, I had to work through my parents' marriage breaking up and adultery that happened. And, you know, the journey that I've had with forgiveness over the last 10 years has been really very interesting and powerful, and has taught me some different angles on it, I guess. And I remember specifically with my dad, I'd been away, I was living in America, and I'd come back and all of these things had unfolded, and I had to make a choice. And the choice was that I said out loud that I forgave my dad, I forgave him, and that I loved him, but that these were my starting points. They weren't my end point feeling. And yeah, I feel like it can be a real starting point just to be in a place of forgiveness. Not that you certainly don't feel fully released and free from the pain of certain situations, but forgiveness has been a starting point.
You basically spoke those words out, not to your dad in person.
Yes.
Speaking them out.
I did, in person, face to face.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when we say, sometimes when we say the words, it doesn't, you know, it releases us. You know, as they say, you know, unforgiveness is drinking the poison yourself, and, you know, but forgiving them is really blessing them. But the feeling is still there, isn't it? And the hurt is still there.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I've had to realign my expectations of how someone might respond if I say, I forgive you as well, which, you know, when you're in a conversation with someone in a real life situation, it's so much harder than it just sounds talking on a little conversation with you right now. But yeah, there's been many layers to it. And, you know, how do you forgive some of the most horrendous things that go on in the world? I heard one story of a lady that was in a very difficult situation, and this might seem a little bit off the wall, but she felt that it wasn't her place to forgive certain things because it didn't personally affect her, but she took on sort of the guilt and the feeling for somebody else. And I thought that was a really interesting thing. You know, is it our story sometimes to get caught up in? Because I think we then move into the conversation about justice and compassion and God's justice. And, you know, we see things going on in the world all the time that are just so awful to see. And how do we corporately ask for forgiveness from our Heavenly Father? And how do we seek justice from a heavenly perspective as well? So, sorry, it's all quite deep diving, I guess, for our conversation, but there is so much power in it.
It's real life. You take the first step of speaking it out before God, and then he gives you the strength, I suppose, to go and ask the person to forgive you. Or basically, you were telling your father you forgive him.
It had to be my starting point, because love felt greater.
Did he accept it, the conversation?
Yes. Yeah, he did. But it was very early on in the journey, and there was a lot of ups and downs after that. And sometimes you want to do the thing that is the right thing to do. You know, sometimes we're a few years ahead of ourselves in that sense. So a few years down the line, I definitely felt freer and was able to love my dad more freely. And the whole situation, you know, has become more easy over the years. And I definitely walk in 100% freedom now. And I think that started with forgiveness. And I think it started also with, you know, this term repentance as well, is it's such a strange word as well. And I feel like I'm in my own season of understanding what repentance is, and really asking the Holy Spirit to guide me in that. Because I feel like repentance has this, like, I think it's from this root of to turn, right? We get taught that repentance is about just turning away from our sin. And I've sort of been connecting that to what it means to say sorry, and the things that we don't even know that we're, you know, repenting from sometimes. What does it mean to say sorry and to turn? And I read this lovely thing that was, the power of an apology is not that it changes the past, but it changes the future. Yeah. And I think it's such a huge perspective change to get away from this feeling of guilt and must and have to, and, you know, I should. God doesn't want us to be walking in those words every time that we do something wrong. He just wants to show us his power, that just to turn away, to turn towards the future, is what he always wants us to see. And that truly is what walking in his goodness, you know.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, because, you know, as Ecclesiastes says, there's a time for everything under the sun, and there are seasons, I suppose, in the Christian, in our Christian life too, moving in and out of different seasons. And you know, some people are holding unforgiveness, and a lot of times, you know, you can understand that because they're too hurt. But the time will come if we keep asking the Lord, when, I mean, you don't want to just say a blasé apology if you don't mean it either, you know?
No.
Sometimes I'm just, I have three boys, you know, and they're adults now, but sometimes I just say, look, I'm sorry. And I don't really mean it, but I just trying to diffuse everything and keep the peace, but I don't really mean it. And I've said to them, look, I said that yesterday, but we need to talk about this. We need to sit down and talk deep about this, because that hurt me again, you know? You know, as Christians, we need to say it, but there is a time to say it, and we need to bring it to God first. Yeah, you carry on.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking about it from the perspective of sometimes it's us saying sorry, and sometimes it's asking for something that we need to, you know, to be released from our own unforgiveness of people that have hurt us, and waiting for that sorry. But the freedom that comes with moving through those conversations, those really difficult conversations at times, I feel like, you know, God forgives us. Like, he acted first. You know, we have this relationship with God that I think we forget is very holy, but it's also can be very normal friendship. It's our everyday friendship is with God. And if I see it like that, I can see how much compassion he shows towards me. And sometimes we think I don't deserve the forgiveness. I don't deserve the love. I don't. And it's this whole unworthiness thing that filters into our experience of saying sorry, or asking for forgiveness, or repenting of something and just turning towards the future, that we underestimate just how much Jesus did for us as well. And it's, again, not about another layer of guilt. It's a friendship. Can we keep holding this holy, holy thing plus and brother friendship with God and with Jesus in a way that keeps our feet on the ground? And it's our everyday lives, and it's the little things and the big things, and the you really hurt me in that moment and what you said. And it's almost like it has a lot of power, when actually the power as I said before, the power of the apology, the power of the forgiveness is that it doesn't, it's not about trying to change the past because things have consequences, but it is about how it changes the future. And that's what God's invested in. He's always invested in life that brings life that brings life.
Wow, absolutely. And the Bible talks very clearly about forgiveness. I mean, you know, when the disciples asked, they asked Jesus, how many times do I forgive my brother? And he said 70 times. And he says, no, 70 times seven. I mean, keep forgiving. And, you know, he says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you. You know, so if we forgive other people that sin against us, God says he will also forgive us. And then it talks about bearing with each other. You know, sometimes we've got to bear with family, you know, and bear with friends and bear with people that really hurt us because we've got to live with them and we've got to see them. And we know this when there's family occasions and we think, oh no, weddings, funerals, Christmas, I've got to get through this. But yet, you know, we still have to bear with one another and forgive one another.
And forgiveness doesn't sit there by itself as this one standalone thing. It's forgiveness is surrounded by the fruits of the Spirit, the power of the Spirit, the fact that Jesus did what he did and walked with us. It's not it standalone. Here, you've got to do this all by itself. Forgiveness is this thing that's and guilt and all of these things. No, well, let's believe the rest of God's story with every other tool that he gives us as well. And yeah, that bearing with others is
And
how do we get surrounded by the power of the Spirit in that?
Do you think if you weren't a Christian woman that it would have been harder to forgive your father? I mean, he didn't set out to hurt you. You know that.
No, no.
But he made choices and there's consequences to that choice. And but that you would have found it harder to forgive if you weren't a Christian woman.
Yeah, I guess I would have because I wouldn't have had the language and the framework to even, you know, I see so much of God's word. It's full of story so that we have the tools. And if you don't know the story, you don't know what tools that you can pick up when you need them. So I think if I wasn't a Christian woman, maybe I would have found it in a self-help book. Maybe I would have found it in a mindfulness moment. I'm not belittling any of those things. I think we just know that the Spirit of God has such a purity to it. And it's not mixed with anything else or any good ideas. They're purely God ideas. And you know, I was having a conversation with someone the other day about, you know, sometimes I wonder, would life be easier if I wasn't a Christian? And that old term, you know, ignorance is bliss and all of that. But actually, I'd rather be awake, you know, I'd rather be awake. And at least I know a little bit more about what I'm wrestling with and not ignorant to it, you know. So I do wonder what life would be like if I didn't have the framework of God's word. And I think it certainly would have been very, very different. And I don't think I would have, I wonder if we get to experience the same level of freedom. You know, I don't know if I would have experienced the same level of freedom if I hadn't been a believer and been walking my path with God. That's the good news, that we get to walk as free people. And yeah, if I wasn't a Christian, maybe that freedom would never be the fullest it could be.
Sally Cranham, thank you so much for talking to us today on forgiveness and repentance.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.